This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Judicial Watch. They are some folks who are always working. Judicial Watch is always looking in corners that other people would just rather you not brush the dust off those papers. They send out FOIAs like it's their job, because it is, and they get stuff from it, and it's always fun to find out what treats that they have for the American people, because what they do is they present documents and they present truth, and it is very hard to find folks doing that in this day and age. That's why we welcome onto the show Chris Farrell, the Judicial Watch Director of Investigations, today to talk to us about some records that they found that show that the Obama DHS scanned Georgia election sites in 2016. Chris, a pleasure to have you on the show. What can you tell us?
Great to be back with you. Thanks.
This
is actually an old story, but it's made relevant and newsworthy because, surprise, surprise, as you just mentioned, we actually got records and documents detailing what happened. And this is a case going back to 2016 when Homeland Security, a cybersecurity element within Homeland Security, was out scanning various state election sites, and they went in and attempted, it looks like, some sort of an intrusion or a scraping of the of Georgia's Secretary of State voting section, and it was detected. Georgia reacted and sort of said, "Hey, what are you guys doing? Get out of our website." Anyway, all this is documented, about 240 pages of material, and it's a back and forth as to what they were doing and what they were, how they were detected, et cetera.
Chris, why? What are they scanning for? What are they looking for? What can they do, and why is it illegal?
Yeah, well, you know, it isn't necessarily illegal. You know, there's a lot of people waving their arms and screaming about, you know, cybersecurity and the need for our elections to have proper internet and cybersecurity, you know, electronic systems security. And that was the guise under which Homeland Security was conducting their activities. Homeland Security Inspector General did a report and said that, you know, they had looked at the Georgia site, but they only were looking at the public side of their website, that they did not conduct a penetration or an intrusion operation. But, you know, this set everybody on edge and said, what are you doing and why are you trying to get into our election site? And they didn't just do it in Georgia. There were other states that had scans or evaluations done by the federal agency Homeland Security. Some detected it, and frankly, some didn't. So it's very interesting to see that years ago, you know, Homeland Security was doing this kind of activity. And of course, it makes people wonder, well, if they can get in, you know, what were they doing? Can somebody else get in? Maybe they embedded something. I mean, it just raises a ton of questions.
So when it raises these questions, what does Judicial Watch do next with this information? Where do you go to question the people who might have those answers? And you got to go to court. I'm sure people aren't just lining up to give you all the information that you want. What is the next process with this type of revelation, especially in the context of what we're dealing with right now?
So job number one is what we're doing right now, and that is we are educating the public. We are making it known. We get all the records and documents. We put them on our website. We make them available to everybody. We do media presentations, as we are now, whether it's television, radio, you know, internet, whatever. We get the information out there so that we have an informed, educated electorate, so that they understand, hey, this has been going on for years. I've been at Judicial Watch going on 22 years now, and I can tell you back in 2000, yours truly, along with my colleague, were the ones who got access to the ballots in Florida. So the hanging chads and the dimpled ballots and people examining that, that was also us. That was Judicial Watch. We started that entire thing. The rest of the world came running in behind us and turned it into the big media sensation everyone remembers. But that was another case where we used public records to get access to ballots. And so the public has got to have confidence that these elections are for real and that they're not rigged and they're not being gamed or, you know, twisted around in some way. And the only way we're going to get there is by asking tough questions.
Chris Farrell is on the phone with us, Judicial Watch Director of Investigations. Chris, this revelation, or at least to us, I know you said it's not brand new, that the Obama Department of Homeland Security was scanning the election systems of Georgia and some other states. What does that mean for right now? And I know we have to deal in facts here, not theory, but what does it mean for 2020?
Well, it opens the door to the question of, you know, the reliability and the security of these systems. Obviously, there's a ton of people out there that know all about Dominion as one of the voting systems, and there's questions about the security of that system and how it could be manipulated in some way or how people could gain access to it or change votes. And, you know, at some point, one would hope that the American public would take its voting seriously and that they would demand a legitimate, valid, you know, authentic means by which every state conducts its elections, not doing a one size fits all, not demanding that, you know, Iowa behave the same way as New York does, but that we have some sense that our elections are accurate, fair, complete, and that the tallies we get are legit and can't be messed around with in some way. And so maybe if we raise the temperature, maybe if we get people to pay attention, maybe, you know, 2024, we'll get this right and we won't have the contested situation we have now and people running into court and asking, you know, government lawyers in black robes, those are judges, right? Yeah. Well, they end up asking government lawyers in black robes for permission to win an election. That is craziness, right? Yeah. We need to have legit elections that stand on their own and that we have faith and confidence in, and not, you know, running to mommy and daddy to please save us if we don't like an election outcome, regardless of who you support, Democrat, Republican, whatever.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Chris, real quick before we go, and we got a minute left here, you said we need to get this fixed by 2024, specifically in Georgia. What about January 5th of 2021 when we have these two Senate races? I mean, gosh, yeah. if Trump, you know, for someone like myself, who is a Trump supporter, a Republican voter, a conservative, if Mitch McConnell gets to retain his majority in the Senate, I will sleep a lot easier in a Biden administration than I will if those two races go to the Democrats. Are we confident in Georgia's ability to maintain propriety in January?
I'm not. I mean, look, and you know, your worst case scenario, I'm speaking for myself, my own personal opinion, my own personal beliefs here. If the Senate swings over to the Dems and he's got a full House, he's got the House, the Senate, and the Executive Mansion, you want to see, you know, add another S to USA. It's going to be socialist states of America. It'll be crazy what's done. So yeah. I'm surprised, frankly, that there isn't a little more activity and energy and activity and campaigning and motivation about, you know, this entire voting question. I think a lot of people are sitting on their hands and kind of shrugging or saying, oh, well, you know, if people have a real interest in what the outcomes are and what the future of the country is, I sure don't see a lot of energy. And that's really disturbing to me.
It is frightening. Chris Farrell, Judicial Watch, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to speak with you.
Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.